Waters of Wellness. This is the Waters of Wellness podcast. We're on the 9th episode right now, and we've been working with some different formats. We've got most of the other practitioners on. We're still waiting to bring Amanda on to talk about yoga. Hopefully next week we'll have her doing that. But this week it's gonna just be me. And one of the things I wanted to talk about really comes from what's been going on in my own clinical practice and a lot of the conversations I've been having with patients about their treatment and what they can expect. So here in Astoria in particular, I find them treating a lot of pain, overt pain. And this is all different kinds of pain. Low back pain, knee pain is a pretty common one. I'm also seeing a lot of neck pain, shoulder pain. A lot of folks out here, especially those who work a lot with their bodies. So people, who are raising kids and lifting them up and down and stuff, people who work in the service industry and so are on their feet all the time, lifting things, running around. And then, of course, people work in the fishing industry and similar fields, people who are working usually pretty long hours and having to use their bodies quite a bit. So it's no surprise that I'm seeing a lot of pain. And of course, pain is a bit of a national problem. One of the ways we can know that is through, the big opiate crisis that's going on. One of the interesting things about the opiate crisis is that a lot, including the Mayo Clinic and big Western medicine facilities and institutions have been pointing to acupuncture as one of the ways to help with pain, which is great for us because it is something we can do rather well. There's a lot of studies validating the use of acupuncture in various types of pain. And I think just as that information is coming out more and more, I'm seeing a lot more patients with interest in treating their pain with that. So anyway, the point being that I'm seeing a huge number of pain cases lately, and really I'm learning a lot about not just about the medicine, but about how people experience pain. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that because I find when I start treatment with patients, there can be a lot of misconceptions about how it's going to work. Some of those misconceptions do come from expectations based in the biomedicine. So, when you go to a biomedical provider, largely, so let's say you go to your medical doctor for a checkup. You go in, you maybe spend 15 minutes talking to the doctor, usually actually fewer than that. You might talk to a nurse practitioner or a nurse for a while, and then you'll, talk to the doctor. And in that time when you go to treatment, they'll talk to you about trying to get the idea of what's going on with you, of course. Depending on the situation, they may give you some advice about things you can do, some simple advice. They might refer you out to a specialist or to an alternative care provider, somebody like a physical therapist, something like that. And then occasionally, and it depends on the type of pain, the situation, they may prescribe some kind of medication. Now, up until recently, pain medications were pretty frequently prescribed, but now, they're starting to find other patterns of treatment that are more helpful for folks. And so the thing about pain medications, though, and then also certain other types of treatment in biomedicine is that the treatment itself is effective, and it happens very quickly. Now, the reality is we know that many of those treatments do have side effects, right? And sometimes the side effects are totally reasonable given the benefit you receive, which is great. But sometimes you will have side effects, and then also in the case of certain types of pain medications, there is the habit formation of it. But regardless of that, the rapidity, the quickness with which the treatment works, that's kind of a feature of biomedicine, right? That the treatments tend to be pretty fast acting, which is wonderful. When you're in pain, for your pain to go away quickly is wonderful. Now, acupuncture can also relieve pain very quickly. There's plenty of people who come in with pain and they leave from the treatment room without pain, right? So it's not it, it's it's not uncommon that you will have that experience where the pain is treated during the session. In other cases, it may take a few sessions. You know, somebody might come in and they might get a 10 or 15% improvement in their pain, and then the next treatment, they'll get another 10 or 15% improvement. This is the same thing, you know, if you go to a massage therapist, or if in some cases going to physical therapy, that and to some extent other biomedical treatments, right, that it takes some time. You know, you might have to take it for, you know, you might have to take a medication for 30 days before you feel it. With acupuncture, it's usually the case, especially with internal medicine disorders, that, you know, the medicine grows over time, the benefit grows over time. And that's something that's sometimes a little bit difficult for people to understand. So a person comes in for a treatment, they have low back pain that they've had for several years, they come in for a treatment, and they don't get instantaneous benefit, and sometimes there can be a lot of disappointment there and a rejection of the medicine because of that. The problem with that is that it's really born in an expectation that's not reasonable for the medicine. So one of the things I always try to talk to my patients about is how Chinese medicine works and what the perspective of Chinese medicine is. And the story that anybody who's listening who's a patient will know is that I always liken it to gardening, because I do a lot of gardening. And one of the things, the metaphors that I think is really helpful, is to think of the difference between growing like an annual flower, like a petunia or something like that, and growing a tree. Right, so when if you were to start them both, you know, at relatively similar ages as seedlings, and you put them both in pots, the annual is going to flower and give you beauty and enjoyment much more quickly than is the tree. But the tree, once it grows, is going to give you much more lasting enjoyment. It's going to be a more stable presence in your life. And in a way, that's how I see Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine, we're trying to grow that tree. We're trying to grow a redwood, right? We're trying to, and that redwood is your health, right? So we do it layer by layer, step by step, very carefully treating the root so that the problem goes away and doesn't come back. And that, you know, that perspective, I think, is sometimes challenging for people to understand. Another aspect, and, you know, we're talking here about musculoskeletal pain. Another aspect that usually surprises people is that very often, in order to treat somebody's pain, I have to work on other things in their body and other things in their life, right? So in most cases, so if you get in a car accident, that pain came from outside, right? So somebody smashed into your car, you smashed into somebody's car, you got some kind of, you know, probably overt injury, and then you have pain because of it. That's easy to understand, right? But especially with chronic pain, there's often other factors that are involved. So for instance, sometimes low back pain can be aggravated by digestive disorders. So if a person, let's say, has really terrible constipation, they may also have back pain that is worsened when the constipation gets worse. And so while treating the constipation may not relieve all of the pain, sometimes it is a factor in getting final resolution of that pain. Now, that's a very simple example, and it kind of makes sense, right? If you think of the abdomen, you think of that, your belly being really full and hard, and then you think about that abdomen pressing back into your spine, right, into the musculature of your back. So that makes some sense. There's also, from a more acupuncture perspective, the way that the channels move through the body. So they go all the way from the feet to the head, they go all the way from the hands to the chest, they travel all over the body. And so sometimes I might be needing to work on some aspect of your, like, let's say you have, actually a perfect example is I have a patient who has shoulder pain and knee pain across the body. So they have right knee pain, left shoulder pain. So if I have a patient who has that situation, sometimes treating the left shoulder pain will actually help to treat their right knee pain, and that's all based on acupuncture theory aspects, right? So that's another thing, not just like an overt internal disease, but something going on with the acupuncture channels that means that we actually have to work on other things before we actually address the pain the person came in for. And so it can be surprising because they come in, they've got back pain, and I'm working on their feet, and they're confused, or I'm working on their digestion, and they're confused. But that's, you know, the nature of holistic medicine, is that we look at the whole system, and we ask ourselves questions about which parts of the system do we have to shift in order for this person to find balance again, whether that's being pain-free, whether that's having more energy, whether that's, you know, having better sleep, or whatever it is. So these two things, you know, the first being understanding the rapidity with which you can expect treatment to be effective. That's one thing to remember, you know, that people are often surprised about, is that they aren't necessarily going to get 100% pain relief in one visit. And the other thing being that sometimes we have to work on the whole body. We have to work on, you know, the digestion. We have to work on the respiration. We have to work on the skin. We have to work on the mental emotional state. We have to work on the sleep in order to get that true pain relief. And so those two things, you know, if you're coming in for acupuncture for the first time, remember that depending on the situation, you know, during the intake will determine what's true for you. But overall, you should expect to enter into a course of treatment. You know, it may be only 5 visits, it may be 10 visits, it may be 20 visits. It depends on the type of pain you have, the number of other conditions that you're experiencing, and how quickly you respond to treatment. And so, you know, sometimes I think if you were to come into treatment with that understanding, it helps you relax into the way that treatment works. And this isn't, you know, this, why is it this way? Honestly, I don't really understand why that is. I mean, why, you know, of course, Chinese medicine is full of ancient stories of doctors that could insert one needle and cure a patient of all their ailments. I'm afraid I haven't reached that height. I have had some dramatic successes in just a couple of treatments, but I usually, what's interesting is that I think the longer course of treatment is helpful in multiple ways. You know, first of all, it's more effective for the actual treatment of the pain that the person comes in with. But there's something else that goes on, and this is one of those things that I'm only starting to understand now as a practitioner, and that is that there's something about developing a relationship with a healthcare provider who really listens to you, which I do as an acupuncturist, and all the acupuncturists at Watershed Wellness do, include, you know, same thing with naturopaths. You know, these are folks who really take time to listen to you and who get to know you. You know, they get to become part of your life. You know, I really like to have friendly rapport and to get to know my patients in a deeper way. I find that it makes my treatments more effective. And so developing that relationship over time with a provider, while it can feel a little bit unfamiliar to many people, is usually a very rewarding part of the treatment experience. You know, you come to anticipate and enjoy getting to talk to this person on a weekly or biweekly or monthly basis. And so, yes, you're getting your pain treated, you're getting your other conditions treated, but you're also developing a relationship with a provider. And that relationship, I actually think, is part of what resolves the pain in the end. You know, partly because you get to learn from your practitioner, you get to learn things that just come over time. You know, like as I get to know you, I'll think of things to recommend to you in a way that I wouldn't have been able to the first time I met you. So I really think that one of the things that's incredible about Chinese medicine is that it's really a medicine of relationships. You know, that yes, of course, you can just come in, get several acupuncture treatments after a car accident, get your pain relieved, and be fine. It doesn't have to go into this, you know, kind of deeper, more long-term way. There's, you know, lots and lots of ways in which getting just a few treatments can be extremely beneficial. But for my money, I really value that deeper, more long-term, more nuanced relationship I developed with my acupuncturists, because I found that, you know, it in a way, it is really what ended up treating the pain I went in for. Because over time, the working on the different conditions of my body, working on my mental emotional state, teaching me different habits, and then also just knowing that there's somebody out there who's got my back and who's listening to me, that's been one of the most valuable things that has come from going to an acupuncturist for me personally. And I think that's true of my patients as well. So I just want to, you know, this is just a brief podcast, only about 15 minutes, but I think those are interesting things. You know, if you have never been to an acupuncture provider, or if you're new to acupuncture and Chinese medicine, and even naturopathic medicine, which really does work on similar principles in this way, I think I think these can be helpful things to know. To know that when you're walking into an acupuncturist's office, they're going to look at you in a holistic way. They're going to look at the total body condition, and even though you may be coming in for low back pain, they may really want to talk about and resolve your digestive concerns. It's of course important for you to emphasize what your goals for treatment are, and a good provider will focus on that. But understanding the best effects of Chinese medicine may actually come in that longer term treatment relationship, where you kind of have a partner in health. So you know, there's multiple ways, of course, to approach Chinese medicine, just like anything else. But I do think that knowing that when you come in for treatment can help you benefit from treatment more. So that's mostly why I wanted to share it. Next week, I'm hoping that we'll have Amanda on the podcast. We'll also have Rowan coming back up. But as always, you can go to www.watershedwellnesspodcast.com and make recommendations for shows, give comments on shows, let us know that you're listening. We want to keep producing this, and we've been releasing an episode about every 2 weeks. But you know, we really want to give you the material that you want to hear. So I appreciate any feedback that you can give. Again, the URL is watershedwellnesspodcast.com. And I hope you've enjoyed this quick podcast, and I look forward to talking to you next week.